Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. You can call in, well, your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I will play a selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Through faith and prayer, you shall receive through your faith, your eyes will be open through the hope he is in the Father. He saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean, put my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. God bless you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just came back from this council meeting at Hostess Community College. They had a big
deal
because they want to rezone us. And we went down to, you know, voice our opinions and act telling them that we don't want them to rezone our community because we have a good relationship with the community and the people, and they want to rezone the hospital. They want to rezone the Fordham College. No, you can't do that. You know, and then... Yeah, because the people that we voted in for our district, now they want to make it where they can go to any other district and leave us helpless? I don't think so.
Without representation.
Yeah, but they said by law, by the state law, every 10 years they have to... rezone certain areas in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, all those places, you know.
They weren't doing that before, were they?
No, not since I've been living here.
Yeah, I don't know them doing that. So anyway, it is what it is. Got to go with the flow and pray that it won't be detrimental to your situation, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, like, you know, in my building is a lot of seniors, and we depend on, you know, the hospital, and our kids depends on the colleges and schools and everything, you know.
But if they rezone it, that doesn't mean you still can't go to the hospital, right?
No,
or
we can
college.
Still go, but, you know, like some yeah. some places they would, you go to and they'll tell you, oh, well, you know, this is not your district, and you got to go to so-and-so.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. And you
like
know,
you
like,
said, God is
like if you get, yeah, like if you get sick and stuff, and St. Barnabas is right across the street, but if they mm-hmm. tell you, oh, the hospital is no longer in your district, you have to go to maybe Lincoln or Jacoby or one of those hospitals. Those are too far away from us.
I know.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter with the hospital. You know, you go
no,
to the closest one.
But, you know, you could, especially if you got ambulance going to take you to your to the hospital in your district.
To the near, oh.
Yeah.
Not to the nearest one?
Yeah, that's in another district. It's not our district. Because our district
okay.
is 78. They could take us to mm-hmm. 86 or 77, wherever those districts are.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Because they tomorrow, I think they say they go to Brooklyn. Because they did the Staten Island, not Staten Island, Buffalo and all of those places. So now they have a certain amount of places that they got to go to. And so a
well,
lot
I
of
think they already did my section.
They did yours already?
Where we used to vote.
Yeah.
They took it away, then they brought it back, and a lot of places are closed that people used to vote at. You
right.
know, and me working the polls, a lot of people mm-hmm. will come in to vote, and they'll tell them, no, you're not here. You're
mm-hmm.
over there, like 2-3 blocks away and stuff. So I'm saying,
right.
I think they've already done that. Maybe they're going to do more, but they're
they
already doing that, breaking it down, you know?
Yeah, they did that to us, too. They sent us like 4 blocks away from where we live, and most of our seniors cannot walk those long blocks.
Right, right. I hear you.
Yes.
All right. Let's go with the lesson. Sorry
okay.
to hear that, but that's what they want, you know, a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
And they want people to say, I'm not going to bother to vote. It's too inconvenient.
Exactly.
You know, that's the whole plan.
That's the whole thing. It's all about the bucks.
Stopping people from having their rights. And we
yes.
fought too long for that.
Thank you. And we're not giving up.
I hope not. I hope not.
You and me both.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's once more and again. A few of your humble servants come together to give you praise, glory, and honor. So thank you. For another day. Thank you for waking
mm-hmm.
us up and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. We thank you for the weather, Lord God. We know
yes.
it's unseasonably warm for now. Mm-hmm. I like it like that. But we know that sooner or later we may get some of that white stuff, some of that snow. But in the meantime, we thank you for the weather. And even if it does snow, we're going to thank you for that, too, because you didn't have to do it. You know, you could have by now have had a blizzard or two, which has been, you know, traditional. But thank you. Thank you, God,
thank you.
For loving on us and keeping us and keeping the blizzards and the wintry blast away from us for now. So
yes.
we thank you for that. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain.
Yes.
Thank you for life, strength, breath,
mm-hmm.
health, security, financial stability. Thank you,
thank
Lord
you.
God. Bless Evangelist Hilda. Bless her and her health mentally, spiritually, financially, relationally, in any way that she needs to be blessed. or touched, asking that you do that right now. And I thank you in advance for doing it. Bless the family. Heal them wherever they need to be healed. Any way they need to be healed. And we thank you in advance. God, forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Thank you for your unconditional love, your grace and mercy, your favor, your compassion, your kindness, and your generosity. And right now, I just want to offer up special prayers for little CeeLo, little baby that's, she's 14 months old and contracted RSV. So I'm praying that she will get over that soon, that it won't be severe, and that she will just recover in all of her glory, Father God. Bless her. Keep her. Ease her parents' minds as they go about dealing with this virus that's in the air. And we thank you for that. And anybody else who's going through anything, bless you. We thank you. Thank you for Mr. Singleton. I pray that being in the hospital, his appetite will come back. We understand he's lost a lot of weight. He doesn't need to not eat right now. Just increases his appetite, give him a desire to want to consume something so that he can build up his Father God. This encourages mind and his heart. Encourages life, Father God. We thank you in advance for everything you're going to do, and everything that you're doing right now. Lord, if there's anything I have left out, thank you. Go by the juvenile houses. Go by the jails. Go in the war right now, just everywhere that you're needed, and that's everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Be there, Father. Mm-hmm. You know you can, you know you're able, you know you will. Have your way. You know, all these blessings. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. All these blessings I ask in your son's name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
We're going to pick up where we left off, and knowing I was asleep last week, we didn't get to it. So we're going to continue with the Christian and sin. Almost finished with this chapter 39, if I'm not mistaken. Going on to section 6. All right. So this is 39 going on to section 6.
Yes.
Part C on page 267, talking about the preventatives for sin. We talked about the word of God, the intercession of Christ, and now we're talking about the indwelling of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the ministries of the Spirit in the believer today relate to preventing sin in our lives, but several seem to stand out. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Number one, actualizing aspects of our position in Christ. For example, we have put to death the flesh with its affections and lusts, yet we need to walk in the Spirit to actualize this in our experience, Galatians 5:16-24. Let's take a look at that.
Okay.
Actualizing aspects of our position in Christ, Galatians 5:16-24.
Okay, got it. 16 says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature, huh?
No, I was saying,
Oh, okay. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desire that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. Amen. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust for pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit, produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Praise be to God. Not jealous of one another. Be happy for one another. Love on one another. You know, that's, but all that other stuff,
unacceptable.
Very.
Unacceptable. And this is talking about the, turn my page, lost my page. The actualizing aspects of opposition in Christ. So I won't read that same thing, but I did kind of look at it as you were reading.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go to the section to the teaching.
Okay.
Teaching us the deep things of the word helps us to discern good and evil. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 2:10 and Hebrews 5:14. Superficial knowledge may prevent obvious sin. So that means you don't understand it deeply enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a little, you know, knowledge of it, but not deep enough. So, but deeper knowledge can prevent more sin. So let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 2:10.
Okay. Ten says, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secret. Let me see. No eyes have seen. Okay. That is what the scripture means when they say, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Okay. So now I got it.
Okay. And mine reads, starting at verse 5, mm-hmm. we of course have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. But it's not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest. What God determined as the way to bring out his best in us long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God, designed life on a cross. That's why we have the scripture text that reads, no one's ever seen or heard anything like this, never so much as imagined anything quite like it, what God has arranged for those who love him. One last line. But you've seen and heard it, because God, by his Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well,
everybody hasn't seen it.
Nope.
But we've seen it. We heard the word. We read the word.
Yes.
And now we're going to look at Hebrews
5. Ones who have not seen it or heard it.
Yeah. It's not too late.
It's up to that individual to choose which way they want to go.
That's it. Choice.
Yes.
Hebrews 5 and 14.
Okay. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Amen.
Right. And I like
only the mature eat solid food.
That's right. Babies can't eat solid food.
No.
First of all, they don't have any teeth, so that's not for babies.
That's
all right. I read 11 through 14, and it reads, I have a lot more to say about this, but it's hard to get it across to you since you picked up this bad habit of not listening. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves. Yet here I find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics on God again, starting from square one, baby's milk, when you should have been on solid food long ago. Milk is for beginners, inexperienced in God's ways. Solid food is for the mature who have some practice in telling a right from wrong. All right.
Amen.
So we need to know right from wrong, and we do.
Yes.
We know right from wrong. Yeah.
That's right. Well, we're supposed to, but some of us.
We know right from wrong.
And the wrong is right, and the right is wrong.
You know when you're doing the wrong thing. You know?
Absolutely.
You know when you're doing the right thing.
Amen.
Okay. So part three, leading in prayer. Leading us in our prayers, the Spirit can guide us to think about ways sin can be prevented in our lives. Matthew 6:13, Romans 8:34, Ephesians 6:18. So leading in prayer. Let's take a look at Matthew 6 and 13.
Okay. What's that? Oh. right with you at 16. And 13, 12, 13. And when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
That's Matthew 6.
Matthew 16, 13?
No.
Oh, Matthew 6. I'm sorry.
6. Uh-huh. 6
yeah.
and 13.
Okay. 4, 5. Sorry about that.
No, no.
Okay. 6 and 13. And still Jesus speaking, and he says, "And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one." Amen.
Amen. And mine reads, starting at 6 and 7, 13.
Okay.
"The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you're dealing with, and he knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply like this: Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty." Yes. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
praise be to God.
Word is differently, but same.
Yeah, mean the same.
Yeah, Romans 8:34.
Okay, Romans 8:35. 35 says, "Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death?" Okay.
Amen. All right. And Ephesians 6:18.
Okay. Ephesians 6:4, 5, 6, and 18. Okay. 18 says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." Amen.
Amen. And mine reads from 13 to 18. It says, "Be prepared you're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over, but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in its ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then we're going to part four. You want to say something about it?
No, I was just saying yes.
Praise God. And four is enabling for service. Enabling us to serve, John 7:37-39, may keep us from using the time, money, and energies to sin. Revelation 12:11. So let's look at John 7:37-39.
John 7:37-39. And it says, on the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowd, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. When he said the living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We didn't get the Spirit until he entered into his glory. That means when
Amen.
He
ascended
to heaven. Praise be
That's
to God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then he had to send him back. His dad had to send him back.
Yes.
So Maya says, on the final and climactic day of the feast, Jesus took his stand. He cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me. This way, just as the scripture says, he said this in regard to the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were about to receive. The Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. So even though he was here,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit was not with man.
Right.
Not until he was crucified and with the permission of his Father, he was taken up to heaven with the permission
yes.
of his Father, the Holy Spirit was sent back as a comforter.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Mm-hmm.
Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Mm. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And the next part is 1 John. Do you read that? No. Revelation 12:11.
Okay.
Revelation 12:11.
And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die.
Mm. Mm. Wow.
Yep. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die.
It says, war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. They were cleared out of heaven. Not a sign of them left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Then I heard a strong voice out of heaven saying, salvation and power are established. Kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah, the accuser of our brothers and sisters thrown out, who accused them day and night before God. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness. They weren't in love with themselves. They were willing to die for Christ. So rejoice, O heaven, and all who live there, but doomed to earth and sea. But the devils come down on you with both feet. He's got a great fall. I'm sorry, he had a great fall. He's wild and raging with anger. He hasn't much time, and he knows it.
Amen. Wow. Woo. It makes me giddy when you read it.
That's right.
The hairs on the back of my neck is rising.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the devil is mad. The devil is mad.
Yes, he was at that time. And he still is. Because he's
there you go.
In his way.
You know, trying to turn people around, you know, from the way, the truth, and the life.
Let's
take a look at the remedy. The remedy for sin. What does that mean?
The cure.
All right. The remedy for believers' sins may be stated in one word: confess. 1 John 1:9. This does not mean to merely bow or recite the sins. It means to see those sins as God sees them. That will surely bring repentance and the earnest desire to change. But if the same sins reoccur, the remedy remains the same. And what is that remedy?
I forgot that quick, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Confess. Confess your sins. Confess.
Right. Confess. You got to admit.
That you confess. Turn away.
And tell what you did.
Run the other way.
Tell what you did. Okay. One second. First John 1:9.
But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Amen.
In my reading,
they said sins, not sin, but sin.
Right. With an F. My reading, if we claim that we are free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves.
Absolutely.
A claim like that is arrant nonsense. On the other hand, if we admit our sins with an S, make a clean breast of them, he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all sin. If we claim that we've never sin, we out and out contradict God. Make a liar out of him. A claim like that only shows off our ignorance of God. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This is Valerie.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. I'm back.
No problem.
Okay, so that is not the end of the chapter. Got one more paragraph.
Yeah.
I have to call it back. You're studying right now. Part 1 and 9. You read it. I read it. So part 6. And this should be completed. Yeah, before 8 o'clock. What time is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got 5 minutes. Okay, so when we contemplate sins of unbelievers, it does not seem so difficult to comprehend the enormity of sin, for we know the punishment will be eternal separation from God.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, when we consider sins in believers, we lighten their seriousness. But make no mistake about it, all sin grieves God. Christ had to die for the sins we committed before and after we were saved. His death was the punishment for all sins. The fact that we are members of the family of God may bring more sorrow to our Heavenly Father when we sin. We ought to know better. We ought to use the power he has provided. We ought to want to please him. We ought to struggle and fight harder and use every weapon he has given us. But above all, we ought to be making progress and showing growth in our lives. Any comments about that?
No, that is absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We should. We have to keep fighting and in order to stay in good standards and you know, continue to live the Christian life and you know, follow Christ.
Amen, amen. Do the right thing. Get off that yoke and get on some meat. All right. Some solid food, exactly. We may take comfort about our souls if we know anything of an inward fight and conflict. It is the invariable companion of genuine Christian holiness. Do we find in our heart of hearts a spiritual struggle? Do we feel anything of the flesh lusting against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh so that we cannot do the things that we would? Are we conscious of two principles within us contending for the master? Do we feel anything of war in our inward man? Well, let us thank God for it. It is a good sign. It is strongly probable evidence of the great work of sanctification. Anything is better than apathy, stagnation, deadness, and indifference.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow members of God's family, press on to maturity, Hebrews 6 and 1.
Amen.
That's it.
So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds. Our faith in God. Amen. That's right. Time to go on to the solid food and be mature, you know. I mean, come on. How long are you going to keep reading the same thing over and over and doing the same thing over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop. Exactly.
Exactly. And if you know right from wrong,
exactly.
Now is a good time to do it. You know,
absolutely.
Mine, it says, so come on,
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave the preschool finger painting exercises on Christ and get on with the grand work of art. Grow up in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The basic foundational truths are in place. Turning your back on salvation by self-help and turning in trust toward God. Baptismal instructions, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment, God helping us. We'll stay true to all that, but there's so much more. Let's get on with it.
Yes.
All right. Let's do this thing.
All right. Praise be to God.
Let's do this thing.
It's time to start losing up and eating some solid food. No more bottles.
No more bottles. No more bottles. Praise God.
God.
You want
praise
to
God.
Start a prayer when you're ready.
Yes. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that was said tonight. It is time, Lord God. We can't keep on sinning over and over and over again. It's time to grow up and be mature and eat the solid food of your word, Lord God. Strengthen us. Help us to do what is right in your sight, Lord God. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for even thinking of things that we know is wrong, Lord God.
Yes.
Help us to grow more and more in you every day, Lord God. Strengthen us to do the right thing. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for health. Lord God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning in our right mind, Lord God, to see another day, Lord God. Thank you for providing us with all of our needs, Lord God, and sometimes our wants, Lord God. Right thing, Lord God. There's no reason. You said that in your word that you will bless us and bless us more abundantly. Lord God, in order for us to be blessed abundantly, we have to feed on your word, love on you, Lord God.
Yes.
Tell someone else about you, Lord God, that don't know you, Lord God. And if they don't listen, Lord God, at least we planted the seed and the rest is up to you, Father God, to do what you feel is right in your heart, Lord, in your spirit, not ours. Let your will be done. Bless those who have ears to hear. Bless those who have a heart to receive, Lord God. And forgive us of our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God. Because you know we're not perfect. And we're going to have temptations in our lives, Lord God. But we ask that you continue to strengthen us and keep us from temptations, Lord God. Thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for our teacher, Lord God. Thank you for the words that Paul have written in from you, Lord God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells inside us, Lord God, that you send back down to dwell in us and to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Let your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Touch those need a touch tonight, Lord God. Touch those who need healing, Lord God. Touch those who need comforting, Lord God. And we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you.
What a wonderful prayer.
Blessing.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. To God be all the glory.
Oh, yes, and he deserves the glory.
All the glory. It's his. He's the worthy one.
Yes,
he's
the
worthy one.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and thank you for allowing me to come and put up the program. I was telling Nadine last night that I had to go to this meeting, and I didn't know mm-hmm. how long it was going to, you know, continue, because mm-hmm. they started at 4 o'clock, and then the
oh,
time
wow.
they kept going and going, and they had all these people on Zoom. They had all the people oh. inside of their thing, but we went to represent our building. We went to represent
oh.
Plain, you know, our
uh-huh.
community. It was a lot of different okay. communities that they want to rezone. But
mm-hmm.
we had a good turnout, you know, for Dennis Lane.
Wonderful. But how many went from your building that you know of?
Well, it was about 20, 25 of us went.
Wow.
But we have 28 apartments in
uh-huh.
between the two buildings. And a lot of people, you know, wasn't able to come, which is the seniors and them, because, you know, this thing was thrown on us at the last minute. We
mm-hmm.
knew nothing. We knew nothing about an emergency meeting
oh.
with these people, the councilmen and rezoning and
councilmen.
Stuff. But see,
mm-hmm.
we were. Mitchellama. And then,
uh-huh.
I don't know, over the years, how HP got involved. So
mm-hmm.
once HP get involved into something, then
is that,
you know,
HPD?
Yes. Once
HPD.
They get involved, everything start going this way, that way, underway,
mm-hmm.
downway. You know, it's like...
Yeah, that's just slowing down.
Yeah, and then see, like with our zone, well, our community, we all go out and vote. You know, we may
mm-hmm.
have a few people
Ooh.
That don't vote, but the ones who can get out and go and vote, they vote. They moved us from across the street in the school
mm-hmm.
to four blocks away to another school.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I know that's what they're doing. I told you. I'm aware they do that. Hopefully they
yes,
get it together, but
and we fought hard and vote and,
mm-hmm.
and campaign for our you know, district and for our councilmen and representatives and all of them. And
uh-huh.
now you want to take them away from us and rezone us
mm-hmm.
to some other ugh.
Right, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys were represented well, you know, and clearly
yes.
it
Even
came out the way
manager,
that you know,
the manager of the office, she went
mm-hmm.
and she spoke very highly of our community because she
also okay.
because she worked in the community.
Right.
So she
right.
asked But see, she's also in Mitchellama co-ops in Brooklyn. So she lives in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So she
oh,
comes
okay.
to the every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she,
wow.
she was our spokesman, and then a lot of our people got up and they spoke and everything, and
mm-hmm.
they were saying how the community is, you know, a good community because we look out for one another, especially our seniors.
Right. Right.
And now you come in here telling us some nonsense about rezoning.
Mm-hmm. It's good y'all went. When did you find out?
Huh? We didn't
when
find
did you
out
find out about this?
Last night. And
okay.
some
well,
people
that is an
didn't know about it until this morning.
That is an emergency, so you can't be mad at that.
No, because... Even the councilmen and them that was, you know, speakers, all of them was there, and they were saying that, you know, they knew about it since December, and because the thing is that the state, the New York State, threw that at them at the last minute also. So they were, like,
mm-hmm.
pretty much in the dark like we are.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't get mad with them because
right.
they just found out. And they said when they went to the laws, the state laws, and it shows where a lot of districts have to be rezoned every 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
why y'all came now to tell us this and to take away our representatives and them as we fought so hard to vote them in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Well, they won't be leaving right away, and they would have to have another election.
Yeah, exactly. And so now we, you know, we have to write our statements and our concerns and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to send it downtown to the, we have to go to the website to get all of that and, you know, email it to them and whatnot because, you know, a lot of places are still not open.
Right, right. Well, it's good you're involved, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, because I tell you, I can't afford to move no more. I'm tired of moving.
I hear you.
And when I moved here, I said I would. This would be my last place. I prayed and asked God, please make this be the last place that I move out of.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
how long have you been there?
Since 2002. And we know it's 2023.
23,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like
20 years.
Yep.
Going on 21 years.
21 years. I can't afford to move no more. I'm tired of moving.
I hear
and you. Know, when you moving all the time, it costs money.
Tell me about it.
That's why I say I'm staying put. But even if they decide to rezone us or resell the building and whatnot, so we just got to deal with the new owners and hope and pray that, you know, they will do better than the last set of people.
Mm-hmm. You think that means they might sell the building because they're redistricting?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they want to make it. Before, it used to be a private-owned co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And then once HPD came in, it was like no longer private.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, you know, the state fundings or the federal fundings or all of them is involved in the building. So they want to raise the rent to 17%, and they just raised the rent 3 years in a row.
Mm.
Yeah. And now they want to raise it again. Now they're making us pay for utilities.
So you weren't paying for that before?
No, we weren't. The former people who was living here, I mean, owned the place, they were like not paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So that put us in a deficit, you know?
Wow.
They said, well, being that we're in a deficit, let the shareholders, because that's what they call us, shareholders, let them pay $100 a month utilities, and that will, you know, pay off
cover
the back money that they owe.
Yeah, but that's adding $100 to your rent.
Exactly. Plus they want to add 17% more. So they want they charge us $100 more for the utilities. And now they're waiting to hear from HPD if they're going to raise our rent again at 17%. So we're saying like, I hope that is not for, you know, the people that's already been living here for so many years, and especially seniors, because we told them we're all on a fixed income. We can't afford a 17% increase again.
Right, right. They know
that. Hopefully it will be for the people that's the newly people that's moving in.
Right, right.
So they would increase
the ones who probably
still
working or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but see, that's where we had the problem with all the people that wasn't paying their rent was the working people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them lost their jobs and things, and you know, so they couldn't
with
pay
the pandemic
it.
And stuff. Yeah.
That's been like 2.5 years.
Yeah, well, they were supposed to be giving a moratorium on the rent.
Yes, they
were giving
some of
them a chance.
Yeah, some of them just went overboard. You know, they gave them a chance to go down and get a one-shot deal. They gave them opportunities to apply for Section 8, you know, and still they weren't paying the rent. They said there's one person that, and they can't throw you out. That's the law now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't throw you out. They can go to court to evict you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to take a long time, too.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, they're losing a lot of money.
Okay. Listen, it's about 8:15, so we're going to cut it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're no longer recording. We was just conversating.
No, I'm saying we got the other meeting. Don't forget.
Oh, my God. I forgot for Valerie.
Yeah, Soul Soldiers. Right.
Okay, then. All right, let me close.
Okay.
I'll see you in a bit.
Oh, all right, love you.
Love you,
kisses.
Too.
So long.
Love and kisses. Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.